an average below par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Wow. Basically, my job was to come in, put my arm into a cage with 300 mosquitoes, let them all bite my arm.
No, you didn't.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And then in exchange for each cage that I would do, I would get a $15 Coles voucher.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, welcome to Wacky Wednesday, guys.
Whoa. What a great story there from Alastair Tremblay-Birchall.
Oh, yeah.
One of the two comedians on last night, as we are the comedian's second home,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, certainly are.
Tonight, we also have another comedian, Reese Nicholson.
He is a comedian with a good style. He wears a suit and a tie sometimes. He has a bow tie and a hat to match.
Does
although
he?
I no, don't he think he wears a hat now.
Good stuff, Tom. Wacky
Thanks,
Wednesday.
Mate. Do you want the music still?
Yeah, keep it going.
All right.
It is Wacky Wednesday. Of course, Deep Thought of the Week will appear.
Oh, let's jump in that pondering pond soon.
I'm guessing you've got some great deep thoughts, Tom, that you've been thinking about long and hard.
All original. None from Reddit. Or your money back.
Can't wait to get in the nude with you in that water, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Ollie, up next, though, some science-y stuff.
Well.
The sad passing of... Hang on, we'll just get rid of that. The sad passing of Stephen Hawking today.
Yeah, died
at age 76. We're going to need your help, though, up next.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, Ollie, but I don't really know what he did.
I know he was smart, but to what extent, I'm not sure. If you're pretty sciencey, please hang around. And if you are a science brain, you might even have the chance to win a reward for your brains.
Ooh, that's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, what's that song called again? That's right, Short Memory, Midnight Oil. Triple M's Tom and Ollie will get funny man. Reese Nicholson in here as we are the comedian's second home. Sad day today, though, Ollie, as we hear the news of Stephen Hawking dying at age 76.
Yes.
One of the brilliant minds of our generation.
Yeah, real, visually a real affronting man. I mean, he was struck down with motor neuron disease many, many years ago. And apparently, this is a crazy fact, I don't know this, but he was told he had 2 years to live.
Yeah, and that was in 1963 when he was diagnosed with that.
Man, so that's a long time ago. So if you do the math, what in his like 30s or 40s maybe. 30s. And he's gone on to defy all of that physically. And yet what he's most known for is his brain.
Have you seen the movie The Theory of Everything?
No.
Which is about his life. Benedict Cumberbatch. No, that's Hawking. That's the biography. What's his name?
Redmayne. Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne played him in that film.
You're thinking of Fantastic Beasts. Harry Potter film.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but Theory of Everything, if you can see that, it does explain a lot to do with his life, and it's just absolutely insane.
Because I don't really know what he does. I mean, I'm reading here that he's into the cosmos and the theory of the universe, the origins of the universe. To be honest, I often got confused with Richard Dawkins, Stephen Hawking and Richard Dawkins.
Oh, no.
Richard Dawkins is another older gentleman from Britain, but he was actually...
Who's Richard Dawkins?
He's an evolutionary biologist and author.
Yeah.
So, and ethologist, whatever ethologist is.
Geez, we're just a couple of nufties, aren't we?
Don't know what's going on, Tom. Got no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Lucky it's Wacky Wednesday.
Here's the thing that we need. 133353. Do you reckon you can explain some of Stephen Hawking's theories? Because currently we can't.
You want a layperson, a layman, a laywoman to be able to get their brains in order to the point where they can explain complex theories
like
in a simple way.
You know, what was his book, A Brief History of Time, about? I have a vague recollection of philosophy class in year 11 where my philosophy teacher held up a piece of paper and put a marble on it and then said something about space is bending.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know if that's got anything to do with Stephen Hawking.
That's of no use to anyone. Because I feel dumb as having seen that happen just then.
Oh, right. Great. So 133353, we want to know if you reckon you can explain Stephen Hawking's theories.
So you want a genius?
Well, I don't think you have to. Do you have to be a genius to...
Well, isn't that the whole point of being one of the smartest men alive?
Yeah, but Stephen Hawking was a genius. I don't think you have to be a genius to understand his theories.
Okay.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I don't get them. Do you get them?
Yeah, but you don't get what soap is in a shower, you know? So
well, I do. I just don't use it.
Yeah, exactly. 133353. So if you're a genius, you'd probably use it.
I know how to use it. You just rub it on.
Can you explain Stephen Hawking's theories? Or can you at least have a go at explaining the theories? 133353. Please give us a call. You can score yourself a tat as well. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Killing Heidi with mascara. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Taking you right through to 10 o'clock. Reese Nicholson is in the building, funny man, with Comedian Second Home. We'll get him in here to talk about his show, Seminal, very soon, that's touring around the country.
Can't wait for that, Tom. Let's get funny pretty soon. But before we do, we're getting smart. We're being serious. Mm. We're reflecting on the fact that today Stephen Hawking passed away at 76. If you want to just, you know, spend a quick time flexing your brain muscle, you could read his book from 1988 called A Brief History of Time. I'm sure it's an easy read.
It says here, one of the most complex books ever to achieve mass appeal, which stayed on the Sunday Times bestseller list for no fewer than 237 weeks.
Well, there you go. I mean, you love your Dan Brown, but hey, give it a go, Tom. I'm sure you could handle it.
Oh, it'd be like the Da Vinci Code, surely.
Just about numbers and
symbols. Professor Robert Langdon, you know, going through a brief history of time.
Racing through a mathematical equation.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know too much about Stephen Hawking. Neither do you, Ollie. We can't really explain his theory, so we need your help on 133353. You can score yourself a I'm on Smoko temporary tattoo of Australia's worst tattoo that we found on this show.
Tom, Dylan, don't bother. I've got a professional coming up. Alan Duffy, associate professor, to have a chat to us to explain it.
Alan Duffy's...
There's no point having punters to have a crack at it.
He's too good looking. I can't talk to him. I freeze up.
Well,
let's talk to Dylan. No, let's talk to Dylan first. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. You reckon you can explain one of Stephen Hawking's theories?
So Einstein was originally this, but Stephen Hawking pretty much refined it about space-time.
Okay, go for it.
Space-time.
Give us a try.
So space-time is essentially saying that space and time are not two separate things, but the same thing.
Okay.
So the marble on the piece of paper was essentially saying, but gravity or larger objects affect space-time. And so when things go around that, it's because of the dint that's putting in space-time.
You say dink?
A dint.
A dint.
Double income, no kids.
You said dint or dink?
Dint.
Dint.
Dint. Yeah, okay. Any explanation that has dint in it, Tom, is not good enough for me.
Are you joking?
The word dint is not going to cut it. No.
Oh, mate.
Give Dylan a tattoo.
Okay. Dylan,
you can have an I'm on Smoko tattoo, Dylan.
Well done.
But we've got a professional, Tom. We've got Associate Professor Alan Duffy. He's already been on the show before.
He's so dashing.
He's very dashing. Alan, I know you're busy. It's a big day for you, is it?
It's been a busy one, yeah.
It's your time to shine, mate. It's Science Day all over again.
So I'm going to continue the explanation. That was a great start, great effort.
Okay.
So imagine the marble gets very, very massive indeed, very dense, and eventually you get a black hole. The gravity is so strong, not even light can escape.
Okay.
Well, Hawking took that theory of Einstein and he paired it with the other great theory, quantum mechanics, and he showed that rather than being an inescapable gravitational prison from which not even light can escape, that actually the black holes evaporate. They lose mass slowly over time. They fade away, and one day they even die. So his work, this release of particles back into the universe is known as Hawking radiation in his honor.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of his greatest theories.
But is it an issue that my brain can't even comprehend what a black hole is? Or how does it look like?
It looks absolutely perfectly black.
And what's in it? Can you go inside it?
You absolutely can, yeah. You won't necessarily... Well, you absolutely can't return to tell anyone about what you just saw inside it.
Oh.
But yeah, if you make the black hole big enough, you could actually pass into the blackness, the event horizon, and then you would have perhaps minutes to enjoy that darkness before you got torn apart by the singularity at the center and crushed into an oblivion I can't even imagine.
Okay, great.
What theory is that? What theory is that called, that one?
So this is the theory of general relativity, or otherwise known as don't go to black holes for a whole
Is that what Stephen is most well known for?
I think the Hawking radiation absolutely is. But look, the man's work is truly incredible. He was instrumental in showing the idea of the Big Bang, that we came from this single point 13.6 billion years ago. But perhaps he's best known for his work, The Brief History of Time, the fact that he wasn't just a scientist, but he went out there to try to communicate that science as well. Tens of millions of people bought the book. I don't know how many read it, but I certainly tried. I was a 13-year-old. I was a bit precocious.
And you finished it?
I finished. I didn't understand all of it. I will say, in the year since, I have understood a bit more.
Do you reckon if I read it, I could understand it, Ellen Duffy?
I'll help you with it. We'll work on it together.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah. Okay, great.
If Tom reads
it, that'd be good.
I'm sorry. No, Tom, if you read it, sorry, that's so funny. That is really cute.
Yeah, good. You good, might good Lane Owen Woodley gear, mate.
You
nice,
might read it.
Nice
one
stealing
day.
Of Lane Owen Woodley jokes.
Sorry, Alan. I've just been just
watching Lane Owen Woodley.
Overtaken with amazement at Tom's comment there. So, who's if Stephen is now, I guess he's left some space here. Who's the next big scientist that is now the I don't know, the signifier of great science?
Look, I think with losing Stephen Hawking, we have truly lost someone unique. There's the name Hawking is synonymous with genius, just as Einstein. Mm. It's hard to think of someone who's that popular in the public eye, as well as being that groundbreaking in their theories. It's we really have lost someone who's just irreplaceable.
Professor Alan Duffy, we'll put your name forward, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
That's what I was going for, Tom, for you to give him a win and say thanks, Alan mate. Duffy is the next great scientist.
Hey, Alan, thanks for coming on the show, mate.
It's been a pleasure.
We always love having you on here.
It's been a pleasure.
For multiple reasons.
Like a James Bond hero, isn't he?
It's very good. He's very good.
He's very good.
Hey, stick around after this double play. Let's get Reese Nicholson in the studio. Get some chuckles for your wacky Wednesday.
A true comedian.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I don't know if you know this, but Gang of Youths won a whole bunch of arias. That one's called What Can I Do If the Fire Goes Out? Before that, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. A song for my life. The Rolling Stones. Hey, we're the comedian's second home, and let's welcome comedian Reese Nicholson.
Yay! I put my hand up, and then, I don't know. I didn't commit to it at all.
Let's welcome, and Reese was the only guy making a noise. Tom, you going to play like a cheering sound effect?
I can play the Wacky Wednesday music.
Oh.
Okay.
Wacky.
It's so wacky, isn't it?
Well,
pretty
welcome,
wacky.
Reese.
Thanks, guys.
That welcome wasn't the grandest of welcomings.
Hey, it's fine. And look, you know what? I'm an ARIA nominee and you're not even giving me respect.
You're an ARIA nominee?
Yeah, but in the comedy section, which means I don't even get to go.
Well, here's the thing. Tom bangs on about Gang of
Youths. I don't even get to go. They announced the comedy ones. This is my beef with ARIA.
Yeah.
It starts here.
Yeah.
They announced it at the nominations morning, whether you've won or not.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I wasn't even that.
What were you nominated for? Best comedy?
Best comedy. Best new single. best comedy release or something.
Like a DVD or something.
Okay, sure.
So you one of five.
Yeah.
Huh?
One of five nominees, like all
yeah,
categories?
I think that it was like me and but there's like two people that are always nominated and one of them always wins. I think it might have been John Clarke who passed away. it was.
You still angry about that, or you're cool with it now?
Yeah, how dare he? no, it was great. He was definitely going to win, but you know, all the nominees get to go to the other.
Yeah,
to the
that is strange,
areas.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I've started this interview very strangely.
The beef has been aired. That's okay, Reese.
It's not an interview. It's just hanging out.
All right. Cool.
We've got you for as long as we want, and we're going to lock the doors. So
call
it an interview.
We always ask our comedians to ask a question of their own from our board. We've got a board full of ideas, so we'll get to that soon.
All right.
Over the back, there's plenty of ideas that don't get used. But before we do that, your show, Seminal.
Seminal.
Good title. Mm.
Yep. I can't pronounce it. I've just realized saying it out loud, but because I'm a lisp.
right.
Fine. Can't pronounce my own name either. Let's not go into it.
Let's stick to the clean version of the word for now. Seminal, meaning it's a great piece of work.
Exactly. That's exactly what I meant, boys.
Yeah. Has it been received seminally in Brisbane?
Yes. Yes. It went fine. Look at us tiptoeing around.
Good.
It's the same as, because I always name my shows, like I had a show a couple of years ago called Bonafide. Anyways, I just want people to say fun things
in
the box.
You're a thirsty piggy.
Yeah.
a little thirsty piggy, aren't you? Yeah.
What does that even mean?
You know. I know what I mean.
I'm a truffle pig.
Truffle
pig. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you have to talk about?
Yeah.
Truffle oil?
Mushrooms?
Truffle oil. Who doesn't love truffle oil?
Button mushrooms, everything.
No, the show, I was in Brisbane.
Eggplant.
Hello. Are we still on?
Yeah,
are we still on? Okay, good.
That's what happens.
I was in Brisbane and it was fine. I was in Brisbane during Mardi Gras, which. Sure.
Which is pretty quiet.
You know that we go to Brisbane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I've already done my shows.
no fans to win over there.
I love Brisbane. I love Brisbane very much. But I was there for Mardi Gras. It's not my time.
Yeah.
I always seem to be there for Mardi Gras.
Bit of FOMO?
And there's always like, I'll get off stage having done a show and there'll just be 1,000 pictures of all my friends at Mardi Gras. It's like, okay, well, I'm backstage next to a river. a wonderful river, and I love the comedy festival, Brisbane Comedy Festival. Yeah. It's one of the best comedy festivals in the country.
Well, there you go.
Just please don't put me on Mardi Gras next year, please.
Okay. Okay.
What kind of content?
The look on your face is there when you said, you know we got a Brisbane run. Like, yeah. And I don't think I phased. I think I just, yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah,
I'll fight them. I'll fight them all.
Okay.
No holes barred. What kind of content is your show including that maybe Brisbane was loving or not loving?
Oh, no, it was fine. It all went fine. It's a pretty, look at me just trying to dig
good,
up.
Good word.
Dig up, Reef.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about, I don't know what, I never know. This time of year, I never know what the show is about. It's just an hour of jokes about.
Okay.
About stuff.
There's no sort of real theme or large chunks of that one bit.
Nothing about being a thirsty piggy.
Oink oink. That should be the new. No, not the actual pig noise. Just my voice going oink oink. We'll be really freak out some other presenters. Okay. I never know. It's kind of a sequel in a weird way. This is what I've been saying. I did a show a couple of years ago about how we should have marriage equality, and then this show is kind of about now we have it and what else needs to be done. And so in a way, it's kind of, you know how the movie Casino is kind of a sequel to Goodfellas, but not really?
Okay.
Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay, cool. I have dug myself
Tom studied film and TV for 3 years, but you still
is it the opposite
that?
Way?
No. I don't know. I didn't watch it. Oh. I think I skipped that lecture.
Too busy.
Skipped most lectures.
You skipped Scorsese.
yeah, exactly.
Doesn't know what he's doing.
What did you just say then?
Oh boy. I came on this show with full. I don't know. I don't care.
Hey, we gave you sparkling water. You can
Thank
relate
you.
To that. Hey, up next, stick around, Reese Nicholson, if you could, because we want to stop slipping.
We'll get back on track. We'll get serious, guys.
Yeah.
We're
totally.
Really focus here. and we're going to ask a question.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to ask a question, actually, Reese.
All right.
Got a whole bunch of questions on the
God,
other side of the board.
Work.
Yeah, man. We're looking to do work. That's why we get guests in.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, we've got Reese Nicholson hanging out. His show, Seminal, you can head to to reesenicholson.com for tickets. For tickets, head to reesenicholson.com. That
got there.
Does make sense on the piece of paper, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're doing dates all around the country. It's going to be great. Reese, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We have a board of questions here that have not made it to the show.
Yeah.
Of course, we have questions on this show.
Yes.
We'd like you to ask one of our mates.
Now, we've turned the board over just now. You're having a quick squeeze just
I
to
am.
Get an idea. What's coming
it's
out of you?
It's very stream of consciousness. I've seen weird side effects.
Yep.
I've seen niche business, which some would say...
Pretty boring.
Some would say is kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah,
what was in your food? That's one of them. Now, this really puzzles, because it's very stream conscious. They kind of just kick off certain times. Like, there's one that, like, what keeps you awake at night? And then someone's had some sort of, like, connection made in their head where it just says, how badly were you hitting the balls?
Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get a final choice from you after this. All right, so don't go anywhere.
All right.
Stick around. Lock the doors.
I'm going to go over here.
Okay, Reese Nicholson's in here. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the comedian, second home. Run to Paradise, Choir Boys. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll jump in the pondering pond soon for Deep Thought of the Week.
Oh.
You know those thoughts that you just got in your head that you need to get out and you need to broadcast across the country?
No, I'm very shallow. But but yes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, sure. Hey, Reese Nicholson.
Hi.
Hanging out in here with the comedian's second home. Massive tour around the country. For tickets, head to reesenicholson.com.
Thank you. Mm. And this is actually my second home as well. I don't know if you guys know this, but I do sleep in here during the weekends.
Do you?
Yes.
That's why there's
That's
all...
what all the clothes
That's where all the red hair on the ground is from.
And the tissues.
Yes. And I cry a lot.
Oh,
that's where
what
we
that
were
is.
Going with that.
Yeah,
I cry a lot. But do come to my show, Seminal.
And the gold nail polish.
And the gold nail polish. Yep.
And the matching tunic.
These are all things about me, guys.
It's radio,
Google me and it'll all make sense.
Giving a visual for everyone who's listening along. So, Reese, you're hanging out because we ask questions and you're going to get involved here by asking your own question. You've seen our board full of, I mean, they're backup ideas. They're not A grade.
No. Like, we wouldn't do them.
No.
We need a comedian's help.
Oh, boy.
To get him off the ground. But what are you liking?
I mean, guys, it's pretty tough. I have decided I would like to ask the nation about weird side effects. Woo! whether it be medication-based. It could be maybe you've got to, when you fall in love, you do something weird. Okay. Maybe, like when I, here's a weird one, when I used to, when I was a kid and I would get a new tooth, I always got tonsillitis. There's a weird side effect. It's not interesting, but it's weird.
When you got a new tooth, you got tonsillitis.
I would get tonsillitis.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Were you a bit of a dweeby kid, Reese?
I was I would say I was probably one of the kids who, yes, I was. I tried to think of a better way to say it. You know, you're a supermarket and there's like just a grubby kid with like a bit of like chocolate around their mouth? That was me.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, and you go, where's their mother? That was me.
Because your hair is brightly dyed, sort of a deeper red.
It's a natural, how dare you? No, yes.
It's normally just a more strawberry ginger, is it?
Yeah, I'm kind of a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a strawberry blonde.
And you were always that colour?
Yeah.
And you're quite a skinny lad.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow, this is like a Tinder back and forth or something. I don't know what's happening.
And that's all I've got.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere further with that.
And you know what? You're nice too. You seem like a fit guy. Keep it tight.
What
keep
I was
it together.
Saying is, you look like a jock. That's what I was kind
Nope. No. I'm wearing a fat suit at the moment. Well, because I was going to say, I picked weird side effects because I travel quite a bit. I've seen the world, guys.
Yeah.
I've been to New Zealand. But I was in the UK a few weeks ago and I needed to thank you. I got there myself with my own money. I was performing the night that I landed, so I needed to sleep on the plane, and I'm not a good sleeper on the plane. Who is? So I got a doctor who, my Sydney doctor from a few years ago, used to write me a prescription for some temazepam, who I keep calling temazepam as if it's marzipan. So I had, and I took them, and then I moved to Melbourne, and I saw a new Melbourne doctor, and I was like, my old doctor in Sydney used to give me some temazepam. Can you do that as well, please? And he said, oh no, that is a very strong drug. You've been doing the wrong thing for years and years and years.
No.
So it turns out my super cool doctor was just, like, it might not have been a doctor.
Too cool.
It might have been a guy. Now thinking about it, I think it was just a friend.
Was it knocking you out, that stuff?
But not really. There was a few times on planes where I'd, like, be standing in the line to the bathroom on the plane and forget how I got there.
That's great. That's what you want.
That's the kind of time you're like, you know what? I might sit down for a bit. I've seen that scene in The Wolf of Wall Street, whether he wakes up tied down. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect weird side effect. What's the phone number, Reese Nicholson?
It is 1-3-3-3-5-3-3-3.
All comedians do this.
1-3-3-5-3.
Brilliant.
That's better.
That's what
it's easier to do that way. So weird side effects. What have you experienced? Whether it's a concoction of drugs or a
keep it legal, guys.
A strange mix that didn't work for you.
Well, a content warning for this one here. Good evening, Billy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Now let's try and you not get too graphic here. But what was the weird side effect, Billy?
Lean into
so
it, Billy.
When I was about 14, 15, I was on acne medication.
Okay.
And I lost the ability to get an erection.
You lost the ability
to. Due to that medication.
So your acne cleared up, girls suddenly want you, and you can't do anything about it. What a nightmare.
The feeling was there and everything, but it just...
Oh, no.
The lights were on, but nobody was home.
I think the exact medication you're on as well. I used to be on that as well. I feel you. I feel you,
really?
Sister. I feel you. Did you also get a hair loss? Anyways, we won't talk about it.
That is a weird side effect. If you've got one, 1-3-3-5-3.
It's a vicious side effect.
That's not fun, is it? You don't want that.
You'd be finally so confident.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, your weird side effects. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Reese Nicholson's in here, hanging out, the comedian, second home. Laid James, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the pondering pond not far away with deep thought of the week. Reese Nicholson is in here, though, hanging out.
Hello.
The comedian, second home. ReeseNicholson.com is where you can go for tickets. You're touring in Canberra.
Yeah.
Boring. Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
You know we go to Canberra, right?
We don't.
No, we
so
don't.
We
all right.
Yeah.
Screw you, Canberra.
Perth, boring. Sydney, though. Yeah,
hey.
That'll be great.
Love Sydney.
Oh,
Mardi Gras.
Love so good.
There's a particular week where Sydney's the greatest.
Didn't do Adelaide. Not going to do Adelaide.
No,
I
didn't do Adelaide. Adelaide's I like great. Adelaide a lot as a city. It's quite a big festival for a little boy like me.
Adelaide love us.
Adelaide
love this show in the latest survey. So good on you, Adelaide.
Thanks,
I
Adelaide.
Love you, Adelaide.
Yeah,
you've awesome. Got good infrastructure, and I respect that.
Well,
Brisbane as well.
Well, Reese,
thanks, Minister for Infrastructure.
Thank you.
And Transport.
Thank you.
We've asked the question, on what number?
It is 1-3-3-5-3.
And the question is?
weird side effects. I feel like I'm at radio school right now, learning how it all works.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, Tom, we had a festival on the weekend, and your weird side effect was that you couldn't talk yesterday.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? I don't know why I couldn't talk.
A reaction to the sun and just a bit tired.
I think that's all it was.
That's all.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
And the music.
Nope.
The music.
Just a good guy.
I just really loved listening to Mogwai.
I couldn't hear anything after Mogwai.
I know. That was a weird sound.
It was a wall
effect,
of sound, that band.
That Scottish band. Jeez, yeah. Too much sound. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, having fun. What are you doing tonight?
Good.
I was just finished work and I just got Thai and I'm on my way home.
Oh, great. Well, we're hanging out with Reese here, Michelle. What's your weird side effect?
Similar to Reese, I was on a plane to London. I was moving there.
Oh, she's travelled.
yeah, and I ended up taking some sleeping pills prescribed by the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And things got really weird. I ended up felt like I was on a roller coaster, like all the seats started moving up and down.
Oh, no. You were involved in a plane crash.
Oh, that's what it was. I ended up, like on a roller coaster, you can feel a bit sick. I ended up throwing up into the blanket that we had.
Oh,
free one. I was in the window seat and there was a girl next to me. And apparently, this is what people told me afterwards because I kind of don't remember the rest. Apparently, I grabbed the blanket and like scrunched it up and was walking up and down the aisles with my blanket of vomit.
Oh, no. Just showing it off.
Yeah. And then I kept waking up in the back of the plane, like they'd moved me or something.
Oh.
And
oh my God,
it's
a nightmare.
Keep waking up asking where am I, and I had to keep reminding me I was on a plane to London. And apparently I ate food. I don't remember that. There was a whole empty tray of food in front of me.
Yes, sounds bad, Michelle. Sounds
a lot of
bad.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
That sounds like that story could have easily ended where she wakes up and she had never left either.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she's
totally.
And it was all a dream. Yeah. Or she's on the island and we've got to get her off. We've got to go back.
Or it was just Bridesmaids as well.
Yeah, it was just Bridesmaids.
The movie.
Yeah.
With Kristen Wiig.
Thanks
Gail.
For explaining who's in Bridesmaids.
Who else? Give me four other people that are in Bridesmaids. I need a list. I'm putting together a BuzzFeed article.
Well, not everyone's seen Bridesmaids, guys, so it's important to clarify.
Hey, Gail.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. What was your weird side effect?
Oh, I was on a arthritis drug for 4 months as a trial. It was a trial drug, and it didn't do anything for the arthritis, but it gave me a twitch, and I still have the twitch, and I've been off it for over a year.
Oh my God.
And I still have the twitch.
Oh, no.
Is it in somewhere obvious?
Yeah, where's the twitch?
Just be sitting somewhere, and my leg will just twitch, or my arm will just twitch, or, you know, I'll feel a twitch in my back, or, you know, I could twitch anywhere.
And you sign a paper?
I tell you one funny thing. In bed at night, sometimes my hand flicks and I whack my husband in the face.
Well,
that's funny.
Well, that's worth it.
That's great.
that must make it all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I've still got the twitch and I don't take the drug anymore.
Yeah, don't. See, this is don't go on drug trials, guys. You might wake up with an ear on the back of your neck or something. Who knows?
Or a twitch.
Or a twitch.
No, it's just a twitch. Nothing's growing anywhere, thankfully.
All right, it's just a twitch.
Well, you've got the opposite problem to the guy with the pimple medication for the last.
Yeah, apparently. With that
was
twitch.
That a twitch?
I think she had a twitch.
She had a twitch. Okay,
yeah, she had a twitch.
Any Gail?
Yeah, she had a twitch.
She had a twitch.
What was the drug for, do we know?
Arthritis.
Okay. Yeah. But is she still taking it?
She got a twitch.
No, she had a twitch and she stopped taking it.
133 353.
Yeah, we're bad people. Weird side effects. Give us a call if you had some. Maybe you did a drug trial yourself.
Ooh.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Solid rock, Goanna. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's Wacky Wednesday, of course. None of this.
Oh,
none of this.
Bloody wacky.
Well, watch out, Reese. You
wacky.
Might trip over with a hump out of here.
Not a hump day, it's wacky.
Oh. What about a wacky hump?
Okay.
That's a weird side effect.
apparently, Reese Nicholson's in here hanging out, the comedian's second home, of course. He's got a show touring around the country. Head to reesnicholson.com for tickets. How are you going with ticket sales for your shows, Reese?
I mean, that's a private question. How dare you? No, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Like, Melbourne is one of those ones that you tend not to sell out before the festival starts. And,
that's good to know.
Yeah, that's
good to know. Good to know, boys. Good. You boys are doing one.
We're doing a show.
He's doing a comedy concert. That's what I call them. They're not comedy shows. They're comedy concerts.
Well, thanks for asking. We are doing a sketch show. You can buy tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah.
It's Tom, myself, and two others. It's going to be great.
Jono and Stacey.
They don't have names.
Jono and Stacey. You can search 1,000 laughs.
Well, their names aren't in the guide, and that's a sore point now. So we don't mention the fact that Tom and I's names are in there.
Are you guys like ABBA? We're just going to break up, like, or you're going to start like swapping partners throughout?
Are we like ABBA?
You guys like ABBA at all?
Tom's, don't think we're.
You guys like ABBA?
Tom being
gay.
Hey,
are you guys like ABBA? I've been taking this arthritis medication.
You got a twitch.
I got a twitch.
What are we asking, Reese Nicholson?
We are asking, what are some weird side effects that you've encountered? And you can give us a call on 133353.
Brilliant.
On this.
Do you want to say hello to our next caller? What's their name?
Hello, Simon. I was about to say Glenn Waverley. Hello, Simon.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. What was your weird side effect, Simon?
A few years ago, working night shift, so I took some sleeping tablet to sleep through the day, and at some point I got up and had an hour-long conversation with my wife and my sister in the lounge room. No memory of the conversation at all, and then just hopped up and walked back to bed, which they thought was hysterical, and about an hour later I woke up screaming because in my dream I'd taken to my sister with a butcher's knife.
Oh, this has kicked off.
Yeah, I know. Didn't happen, but for me it was real. And never took that particular medication again. So, yeah.
And the crazy thing is he doesn't even have a wife or sister. That's what's so crazy about
these
them.
Are all just great plots for some kind of psychological thriller.
Yeah, I'm writing
they?
Them down. I'm going to pitch them to Netflix.
They're also all sleeping pill stuff, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's a lot of sleeping pill dramas going on.
God, it'd be fun if you took a sleeping pill on this
show.
Let's do it.
Let's just take sleeping pills, like recreationally.
Well,
give it a go. But seriously, if you are having any issues.
No, I wouldn't.
I would, if I get paid to go to sleep, hells yeah, I'd take a sleeping pill.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. 133353.
Stop asking for them, Tom.
I don't know why I keep
We've
asking.
Fleshed that out for like the last half hour.
Yeah, I know.
Reese, thank you so much, mate.
Thanks for having me. I've had a great time.
Have you?
Yes.
Cool.
Quite often, radio is not fun to be on.
Okay.
Oh, well,
but this has been a great time.
That's
I've had a great time, boys.
Hey, Julian, have you got any deep thoughts that you might want to kickstart our next conversation with?
What about this? What is a place where you are truly happy? Like a physical place? Like that brings you joy?
Bed.
Yeah, see, most people would say bed. I've been asking a lot of people this recently. I would say bed as well. Like that moment, you know, when you just get into bed at night and you're like, oh, I can be. But I think it's the other side of the coin. Sometimes you get into bed and go, I've got to get up in like 4 hours.
Tom would say some say pantry.
So would you.
Oh, whoa.
Loves chips. Man. He loves chips. Right? He loves chips. He loves chips.
Man.
Oh, he loves chips.
I got a packet of chips here, actually.
Deep thought of the week.
Thanks for coming in,
man.
Thanks for coming in,
Rex. What's going on?
You don't need to know. Don't.
Bye.
Cheers, Reese. See you at the festival.
See you,
thank
mate.
You. Bye,
Tom
boys.
And Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh yeah, baby! Time for that big second hour of the show.
Oh, that big second hour of Wacky Wednesday, Tom.
Oh, it's good.
But
I'm so sorry. I know.
You're eating?
Yeah, it's nearly Easter, and we could bottle.
It's nearly Easter. Come on, mate. It's like 2 weeks away.
We bought an Easter egg and we had to eat it.
That was for Belle.
Belle had her
thirsty piggy.
Belle had her.
You and Reese are a pair
producer
of piggies.
Belle.
Aren't you?
You would say that to the homos.
Oh, don't make it a race thing. It's a race, isn't it? Anyway, Tom, I'm annoyed we haven't been able to get to my question, which is, what do you own that your partner hates? Which, by the way, getting a lot of answers to this on Facebook and online.
Oh, we'll get to it after.
Deep thought of the week.
All right. Well, what do you own that your partner hates is on Facebook. So get on there and give us a comment.
But right now, shed your clothes.
Ooh.
Shed your inhibitions. And call 133353 if you have a
deep thought of the week.
You know, it's those thoughts that you go, I wonder if this or I wonder if that
is an Easter egg. ejected from a bunny's bottom? Oh. Bottom or vagina? Yep, I said it. Look, we say penis, so we should be able to say the V word. Vagina. I'm not going to skirt around the V word.
Yeah, but you don't talk about that in conjunction with Easter, mate.
Well, I'm just saying, where's the egg come from?
133353. Jump in the Bondering Bond and give us your deep thought of the week. We'd love to hear from you. It's Tom and Ollie.
Or we're back down.
Triple M.
Oh, back and down.
Okay.
Vagina.
Noise works with touch. Hope you're having a good Wednesday night. Of course, a wacky Wednesday. We'll get to what do you own that your partner hates. Ollie, just give us a couple that are coming through on Facebook, if you could.
Oh, man, so many. Someone says my cat. Rhiannon says her skull collection, and she's now posting a number of photos of all these skulls she has.
Oh, man.
Dane has a diamond, like a diamante watch that is like a lady's watch, and he said that she hates it, and everyone's, you know, bagging him, saying, yeah, mate, I can see why. It's a pretty crap watch.
We'll ask you very soon, what do you own that your partner hates? But I reckon, Ollie, it's time to jump into that pondering pond. It's the middle of the week. We get those thoughts out of our head in a place that we like to call
Deep Thought of the Week.
Is that a place?
Don't. Just don't.
In a place called not Deep Thought of the Week.
Not tonight.
Okay. Jump in that pond. Just want to remind everyone, it is not a hookup venue. This is not a hookup joint.
Yeah.
Don't come here to get your togs and make eyes with someone.
Second deep thought of the week this week, isn't it?
Oh, we did a bonus one on Monday.
We did.
We're working hard. We
could say the first live deep thought.
It's all live, Tom.
It's all live.
All alive.
About this one, definitely not from Shower Thoughts on Reddit.
Yeah.
Clothes that are not dirty enough to go to the laundry, but not quite clean enough for the closet, go to the chair.
Deep thought of the week.
It's true. It's true.
Taking out the rubbish is basically like your house taking a poo.
Okay.
Deep thought of the week.
If you've got one.
Does your house poo a lot, Tom?
Yeah, except the front door has a crack in it now.
A fissure, you could call it.
Yeah, the front door has a fissure.
Doctor prescribed some pills for that, didn't he?
It's not pills. It's a cream that gives you headaches. And I'm talking about the house still. The house gets headaches. 133353.
Belle's shaking her head.
You've got a deep thought. Producer Belle, never shake your head.
Do you have a headache now, Tom?
Hello, Brendan.
Evening, guys. Long time listener, long time caller.
Oh, yeah.
I have always pondered that, you know, when you watch Crime Stoppers and they've got the actors doing the reenactments of those hideous crimes, I've wondered that if ever any of those actors have been reported to the police because they look a lot like the person that's committed the crime.
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Nice, Brendan.
And they'd say, no, I'm an actor. And they'd say, no, you're not, mate. I don't care. You come with us.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, because in the life of crime takes over their lives. Once you're in jail.
Once you're in jail, you probably have to turn to, I don't know, drugs or crime.
Recidivism rates are so high. Brendan, you get a tattoo for that one?
Excellent.
I'm on Smoko Tats for all Deep Thought of the Week callers today, Tom.
Oh.
Huge call from me, but I've said it now, so it's out there.
133353, get involved. The Pondering Pond with Deep Thought of the Week. Can I give you another one that's definitely my own and not from Shower Thoughts on Reddit?
Yep.
It's pretty rare to use an entire pen without losing it first. On the other hand, it's pretty common to find a pen already out of ink.
Deep thought of the week.
Pretty flimsy.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
It's not my best work.
No.
Well, it's not my work. So
it's not Shower Thought's best work either.
Give us a call. 133353. Join us in this pondering pond on a wacky Wednesday. We want your deep thoughts. Get them out of that head into the pond. Make a wandering wave.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M 133353.
Deep Thought of the Week.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Don't Cry.
That song's for you, Tom.
Thought of the Week.
Don't cry tonight. Let your eyes rest tonight.
It is Tuesday after a festival.
I know you had a big... No, it's Wednesday, mate.
Oh, God.
Lucky Wednesday, mate. You had a big weekend. You're recovering still. Your brain isn't quite where it should be. Although, when is it ever? So just don't cry tonight. If you are going to cry, cry at home. I don't want to see it. Bella doesn't want to see it.
We'll ask you, what do you own that your partner hates? Very soon. We're currently in the pondering pond, though. Naked.
Very pointed remark.
Mate, you're the one with the pointed one. Very pointy.
For you, is a large part of Deep Thought of the Week getting naked? Is that a large part of the fun for you? Because we know you love a nude beach.
Mate, it's definitely a large part.
Deep Thought of the Week.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. You've got some deep thoughts. You get them out. You put them into the pondering pond and create a wandering wave. What's hard about that? What's difficult? Hey, Jordan.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Welcome to the pondering pond.
Mate, this one's been bugging me for a while, and I've got to get it off my chest.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys ever thought about why sand is called sand?
No.
I guess, well, it's because it's between the sea and the land.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Had that one.
Oh.
Oh, brutal.
Oh, boy. Happy hump day.
Ah, well.
It's not a hump day, is it? It's wacky Wednesday, isn't it, Jordan?
Oh, you know, whatever floats your boat.
So positive. Under your relentless negativity, Tom.
Yeah, nice, Jordan.
Yeah, good guy. Hey, Jordan, you got a tattoo?
Have I got a tattoo?
Yeah, you're on Smoko. Now you've got one. You've been given one by us. You've got one.
Oh,
now.
Shit. Oh, thanks, boys.
Wait, wait.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. He's still gone. He's still wrecking the segment.
Hey, Anthony.
G'day, guys. How are you?
You naked?
No, I'm not. Not yet.
Okay.
Well, we'll wait.
What are you wearing?
Pink undies and a t-shirt.
Well, take them off. You're in the pondering pond.
Okay. Done.
That was quick.
He's a stripper.
Is he?
He's a quick stripper.
Got Velcros on the edges.
Very
so
quick.
Just pull them from the front.
They're pink, so they're pretty leery.
That's it.
What do you got, Anthony?
The word abbreviation. Why is it so big?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Too long for you?
It is, way too long.
How about abbreviate?
Still too long.
It's like three letters less.
Still too long.
What would you rather it be?
See, Ab's already taken, isn't it?
Abs, yeah.
Yeah.
Got six here.
Look, it's got me thinking, Tom.
Have you got time for one more?
Sure.
All right. Now, if your knees bent the other way, what would a chair look like?
Deep Thought of the Week.
That's some good absurdist comedy there.
Yeah.
Better than abbreviate.
Ah,
thanks,
cool.
Anthony.
See you,
thank
mate.
You. Have a good night.
Free tat for you. You're in Smoko now. We'll send it out to you. Or Bet will. We won't.
Producer.
Geordie.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Welcome to the shore of the pondering pond.
I was just wondering.
Hey, are you naked?
Oh, always.
Deep. Always. Well, okay.
No, that's weird.
Good. Tom likes that.
What's your deep thought, Jordan?
Why is pizza served in a square box, eaten in triangles, but made in a circle?
Deep Thought of the Week.
I don't know.
It really bugs you, doesn't it?
It's the geometry of the kitchen, isn't it? A real,
and we teach kids that you can't put a circle in a square or a triangle in a circle.
That's like Play School 101.
That's those blocks. Like my one-year-old nephew knows that. What should we do, Jordan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You want a name on Smoko Tat, John?
What's that, sorry?
Oh, don't worry.
Doesn't get one. Bell, not for Jordan. No, he doesn't get one. I wasn't listening.
Obviously not a big enough fan of the show.
You right, Tom?
Huh?
You're getting a bit emotional.
Just like being naked.
As I said, don't cry and don't enjoy the nakedness too much. It's a bit weird. Great. Sound effect Tommy's back.
Deep thought of the week.
Old button pressing Tom. Talented man.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Up next, what do you own? You're playing a song here, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you own that your partner hates? 133353. What do you own that your partner hates?
Yeah, nice. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, what do you own that your partner doesn't?
I don't have a partner.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry about that as well. What do you own that your partner hates, rather, is the question. Oh. You are a single income, no kids. That's okay. I want to start this by just saying, and you'll agree, Tom, my partner, Sarah, and I, very different ideas about, I guess, interior design.
Oh, yeah.
Even fashion.
Even cash that you should spend on interior design.
Oh, different in every way. Yeah. I mean, she wants to spend good money on things that look nice.
She's the master of the house.
I want to go to op shops.
Because it's her house. She owns it and you're renting it.
Apartment.
She's your landlord.
It's not a house. Don't go crazy. But yeah, I am paying her rent. So she's the boss. And so when I say, here's my couch from the op shop that I love and I want it. It's a nice green couch. It's from Freedom, but you know, it was $50, the op shop. And I want to put it outside on the outdoor area to relax in the sun. And she says, I don't like it there. Get rid of it.
Mm.
Look, I won the argument for about a year. This was last year. This couch went to a festival. It then came back in much worse condition.
Yeah.
And she's saying, get rid of it for real now.
No way.
I'm holding strong. You've sat in the couch.
I love the couch.
It's still good.
It's a great couch.
It's a bit dusty.
Pretty gross.
The fabric is wearing away and it's sort of like ripped and yucky.
Look, there's more on this, but 133353, what do you own that you love but your partner hates? Give us a call. We'd love to hear those specific items that you've got.
And what is the beef that's come out of it? What is the tension point?
Surely there's lots.
Yeah.
Love Her Madly, The Doors, Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. I Only Lie When I Love You, Royal Blood, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. There's a follow-up to the Ollie B plug saga that you might have seen on Facebook or Instagram. Big video of Ollie's mum giving him a B plug.
A B-U-T-T plug. That's up in about 20 minutes. Developments in that,
really?
Tom, because on Twitter, someone tweeted asking, what's happening with the butt plug? Sorry, I said it. Butt plug. And so I have a response. I have an answer. I have a move forward.
Oh, no.
A next step.
Come on, mate.
Come on. But right now, Tom, what do you own that your partner hates?
Don't have one.
No, you don't. I was just talking about a couch that I love. I have a lot of time for. It's, in Albury, where we spent 2 years doing radio.
Yeah.
It got me through the dark days on the couch in the sun alone, many afternoons just sitting there. But my girlfriend hates it. She has no time for it. And so I've asked the question, what do you have that your partner hates? Lots of stuff on Facebook, Tom. Matt said, this is a bit of a content warning. He said,
Okay.
Darren says, my blow-up doll. His partner doesn't like that one.
There's so many comments and you pick that.
Steve says, my bed. I kept it when my ex and I split up, but it cost me $3,000 with a mattress and is so comfortable, I'm not giving it up.
Why would she want to give it up?
Jog on. No, because his ex was the girl he bought it with.
So
his current partner.
It's a mattress. Get over it.
Yeah, but she's been in it.
Yeah, but get over it, current partner.
Jess said, I have a pair of green high heels that he hates and he equals it out with a magenta purple polo shirt that I can't stand. So we have an agreement that we don't wear either item around each other.
And jump on that phone, 133353, if you've got something that your partner hates. Hey, Paige.
Hi.
What do you got?
I have a German Shepherd that my partner absolutely... Oh, they have a love-hate relationship.
Gross. I hate German Shepherds.
Mostly hate, is it?
Hey, she's adorable.
they're pretty full on.
She's savage.
They're like attack dogs.
No, she grew up with a Labrador, so she's probably the stupidest German Shepherd you'll ever meet.
She's a nice one. She's one of the nice ones.
But she ate my partner's limited edition Pearl Jam vinyl.
Not the jam. Not the PJ.
Oh, yeah. She got locked out for a week after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He hates us.
which album was it?
I don't know, but it was a first print, and I've tried my heart out to try and find a new one, and you can't get one for under $700.
Oh, wow.
So it's one of those ones that comes around once every so often.
Oh, no. And do you put the dog down, and what do you do in that situation?
No, she's still alive.
Okay, lucky.
I get it. Still alive.
Yes.
You get it?
There's a dog singing this song.
It's funny.
Well, you should be a better man now.
But yeah. You got it.
Yeah. Well, if you don't watch out, you're going to be an elderly woman on a corner in a small town.
Elderly woman behind the counter in a small town, you mean, Ollie? Which goes like this.
Yes.
Come on. Give me more, Ollie. He's just given to fly.
Cool, we've exhausted that one out. How about the guitar solo?
The dog's called Jeremy.
The guitar solo in Thriller. Eddie Vedder wrote that.
No way!
One hit, he took one take at it.
Oh, wow!
In MJ's Thriller, Eddie Vedder, obviously the lead guy in Pearl Jam, he wrote the beat it solo.
One of my favorite Pearl Jam songs.
Where can my doggy be?
Oh, 133353. Do you have something that your partner hates? Get them on the phone.
Well, what do you hate of your partners as well?
Oh, totally.
Switch it round.
Take it all. We'll take it all. Bad to the bone now, just like that doggy was. Woof woof. It's Wacky Wednesday. I don't know if you can tell. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. Yeah, baby. Boom. Bad to the bone. George Thorogood, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. I've got some developments with the no-fat movement, Ollie, that I want to chat about. We talked with Liam last night, who hadn't had self-pleasure for 71 days.
Yes. And so the no-fat movement is a thing, and you've been investigating it?
I've been ruminating.
Good. Even better. Hey, Tom, we're talking about stuff that you have that your partner hates, or what do you hate of your partner?
I'm surprised that this hasn't gone off on the phones, because it's gone off on Facebook and Instagram.
Heaps on Facebook.
At Tom and Ollie.
Gil said, a hairy butthole. That's what he's got, that his partner hates.
Yeah.
I second that one as well. Can relate. Kevin said, a job, because she wishes I was at home 24/7.
That's so cute.
That's cute. And then Sean Lambie said, my samurai sword collection. Partner hates it.
Now, on 133353, before, Ollie, you were talking about Pearl Jam, because old mate's dog bit up the Pearl Jam album, blah, blah, blah. Yep. We're doing Pearl Jam gags. You said Eddie Vedder.
I said Eddie Vedder wrote the solo in Beat It.
No, in Thriller.
No, I said Beat It.
No, you said Thriller.
I might have said Thriller once. I also said Beat It.
Okay. Well, so. Jake's giving us a call. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. Jake. You got a correction for Ollie?
He said Thriller first, but then he changed it to Beat It.
Oh, right.
But it's actually Eddie Van Halen, because Eddie Vedder would have been like a teenager when Beat It came out.
And at Scotty McDougal on Twitter said it was Eddie Van Halen, not Eddie Vedder, who did the solo for Beat It. It was, of course, this one.
All right.
It's a good one.
It's good, isn't it, Jake?
Yeah.
But, okay, so I was wrong, Jake. You're right, it is Eddie Van Halen.
Cool.
But my fact was it was a one take that he got it in.
I've also heard that as well. I've also heard they didn't get along very well.
Ooh. Oh, Michael and Eddie.
Yeah, and also Slash did a solo for him and they didn't get along either.
Oh, there you go. But MJ is such an easy, lovable character. It's so easy to get along with him.
Wrong or right, maybe you've got something.
Still just one of the greatest musos ever. MJ. Oh. Just his music, his songs are timeless.
I was nearly about to move on. 133353, what have you got that your partner hates? Hey, Sam.
G'day.
G'day, mate. What do you got?
An old camo jacket. So I was in a high school band with some friends in the 2000s, and we thought it was a great idea if we all went to Aussie Disposals and bought matching camouflage jackets, which we thought were really cool at the time, and it probably wasn't.
Oh, so cool, man. Cadets
Guys,
is cool.
Look at me. I'm in the army. I'm in the army.
Yeah, we were called Silver Bullet Theory, and we thought it'd be cool if we... Well, it wasn't. And we've moved about 3 or 4 times, and every time Kyria, who's my wife, she picks up the jacket and she goes, can we please get rid of this? And I'm like, no. So it's under the bed.
And why are you keeping it? What are you keeping it for?
I don't know.
Can you use it?
She asked me this. I don't have a very good answer for her. Yeah. I just kind of like, I pick it up sometimes and go, oh, I remember that.
You might get the band back together.
Yeah, maybe.
One day.
Ollie, you know what I still have?
Silver Bullet Theory.
You know what I still have? I still have that, our t-shirt when we went to the Gold Coast. Yeah. That has pound uni written on it with a big pound symbol and then a U symbol
pound
on it.
Pound U, because we thought we were clever.
We went to the university games. We snuck into the university games, the uni games.
And made up a fake university called Pound Uni.
And we're on the Quidditch team. Oh, and I got so many girls' numbers.
Oh, yeah. Kissed a girl, probably.
100%.
Kissed a girl, went to the bathroom and vomited up.
Oh, hey, Daniel.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What have you got that your partner hates?
Well, it's actually... Not a family, well, I suppose a family heirloom is the correct term, but it's an old cow hide that my grandfather actually made because we grew up on a farm and we used to butcher the cattle for the meat for the family.
Oh my God.
And he made one time he made a cow hide out of it.
Yeah.
He cured the hide and everything, and it's universally hated by mostly the women in my family. So my dad used to own it, and my mum hated it.
Yeah.
And then he sort of gave it to me, and now my wife hates it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an ongoing gender warfare about it, is there?
Yeah, we take it camping and use it on picnics and things like that, but it's pretty, not, I suppose, confront, but it's pretty confronting because, you know, you remember the old, you know, you watch an old cartoon, you see the bear rug in the front of the fireplace where it's got its legs out and everything. Oh.
Has it got its head still?
It's just up to the back of the neck, but it's pretty full on. You can tell it's a cow, or it used to be a cow.
We've got a cow hide at our place, but it's from a... Sarah bought it from a fancy furniture store.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah. No, it's not gross, though, like Daniel's. No. It's not real.
Pretty nice. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Shawnee.
How you going?
Shawnee, boy.
Shawnee, what's up, mate?
Not much, yourself?
Not much. Just hanging out.
It's Wacky Wednesday, mate.
Excellent.
What do you got that your partner hates?
Quite a large sword collection.
No.
A rude innuendo of anything.
Tom's listening.
Yeah. No. No.
Okay. A real sword collection.
Yeah, so probably 4 or 5 samurai swords, a couple of double-sided axes, daggers, etc., etc. And since we've had the children now, apparently they're no longer needed.
Well, they're needed when you were single. Or
that looks cool.
Yeah.
For
picking up.
I don't think so. Well done, Sean. Nice stuff. Keep them coming through on Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Love reading your comments.
Would you be impressed with a sword collection at someone's house, Tom?
Oh, a large sword for sure.
Yeah, large flesh sword.
Beat it. Michael Jackson. Naughty After 9 up next. Or it could be right now, eh?
Beat it. Oh, beat it.
Ha ha!